Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Nun Amud at the top of the Amud, about to investigate the next in our list of Trefot from Mishnah Gimel Perak Aleph, Hakares HaPnimi, which is the first of the four stomachs where the food goes. The Mishnah said that that the kares haprimit shenikva ushenikra rov hachitzona. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, and we'll see Rabbi Yehuda's disagreement analyzed in a few minutes. Eretz haprimit. Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Heira natan bar shila resh tabachayet tzipori. He testified, this is the head of the shochtim and tzipori, lifnei Rabbi, mishum Rabbi Natan. He quoted Rabbi Natan in front of Rabbi, saying, Ezui kares haprimit, where is it? Sanya divi, literally, that which the wolves hate. It's a piece of the stomach that is kind of a blind piece there that the wolves don't like, the animals don't like. Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Istumcha the Kares, the opening of the stomach. Rabbi Asi Amar Miyochanan, Makom Tsayish Bekares Ve'ini Odei Izu. I know that there's a narrow area in the Kares, I don't know which it is, which kind of leaves us open. Nachma Yitzchak Nafal Kares Abira. Then the Kares has fallen into a pit, meaning we don't know what to do with it, and so we're going to declare it all trefu, which is difficult. From the narrow space on down is the kares haprimit. Rabbi Yaakov bar Nachmani amar Shmuel, makom she'ein bo milat, a place that doesn't have a woolly surface, but it's smooth. That's the kares haprimit. Rabbi Avina amar Geneva mishmei de Rabbi, quoted Rabbi saying, tefach b'veshet samuch l'kares, the last tefach of the esophagus near the stomach, zui kares haprimit, that's the inner kares. And Amri ben Marav, Rabbi Yosef Hanina, the Queen of Eretz Israel, they said, Kol HaKares Kulo Zua Keres HaPrimit. That's the inner Keres, the entire Keres. Ezu Keres HaChitzon, so what's the outside Keres? Basar Chofet Rova Keres, it's the meat, the flesh that covers it. That's the outside Keres. Rav Huna Amar b'Mifrata. Mifrata, what's Mifrata? Rav Avdia Hecha de Pari Tabachi, the area where the Shochtim open it up. That's what they did in Nardea. So what do we do with all these other opinions about what it is? So Marley, Kulu Shaykh and Rabbi Avuna, they're all really the same thing as Rabbi Avuna, the Mefrata. What about Rav Yochanan who said, I don't know where it is? I'm like, Far Pirsha Rav Acha Barava, he already said that before, below the area that's narrow. Avina Rav Neima Rav Amai, what about these other opinions? Amalei Hani Vadi Pligi, they certainly are at odds, and we do not paskin like them, we paskin like Rav Ravuna, it is the entire Kares HaPnimit. The Mefrata, sorry. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bigdola, so Rabbi Yehuda said Bigdola if it's torn, a tefach, and Ktana a rove. Amar Rabbi Yom Bar Yafet Amar Belazer, lo Gdola Gdola Mamash Velo Ktana Ktana Mamash. Gdola doesn't mean a cow as opposed to a sheep. Ela kol shenikra ba tefach v'lo veruba. It's specific to the keres. If you would cut in a tefach and that's not rove, then zani neglo ba tefach. Then a tefach is enough to make it a trefa. Ruba v'lo have a tefach. If you have a rove and that's not a tefach, then zui shaninu b'ktana beruba. Then it's rove. So v'lo have a tefach pshita. But obviously, if it's not so big that the rove will be a tefach, then rove, of course, is going to be enough. You cut the rove. So let's say that a tefach v'mashu. That's the proper girsa. That it's a tefach and a little bit. Maybe it's not a trefa until you actually cut a tefach. A tefach is cut in the outside piece. Kamash malan, that it's rove. If a hole is made in it the size of a coin of a sella, trefa. Why? Because if you would take that circumference and pull it, then you would end up with a tefach length. We were standing on the bridge in Nahardea, and he explained it to me directly. If it's exactly a sella, it's kasher. If it's anything more, then it's a trefa. How much more does it have to be? Rav Yosef gave an interesting shiur. Could go into island plat kashiata mitzifa. If three little date seeds could fit in with their little meat around them, beduchka below tzifa baravcha. They didn't have the meat around them; they'd fit in easily. So that's how much extra there has to be more than a sella to make this a tefach circumferenced. This is now the next trefa, which are counted as two, and these are stomachs number two and three. It's actually three and two, it's listed out of order, that were punctured to each other. Tanu Rabbanan, machachanim said pa uvi beit hakosot. If you find a needle, and we've seen this several times, in the wall of the beit hakosot, tzarachan sharam shneitz tadim trefa. If it's in one side, then it's a kosher, but both sides, it's a trefa. Tzalea korat dam, if you find some blood on it, then biyadur shlifnei shchita, then you know that it punctured before shchita, it's a trefa. Tzalea korat dam, if you find no blood on it, then biyadur shlacha shchita, then you know that it happened after shchita, and it's fine. Higlid piyamaka. Let's say you have a wound and the wound coagulated. Then you know that the wound happened 3 days before shchita, and we'll see why that's important. But if it didn't, then what does that mean? It's as follows: you buy an animal from somebody, shecht it that day or the next day, cut it open and find that there's a wound in the stomach that's already coagulated or scabbed. Then you know that it already had the wound 3 days ago, and you bought a trefa, and you get to get your money back. But if it didn't yet, then you can't really prove when it happened, and therefore you're really out of luck. Maybe you can't prove it. So he asked him, how come this is different than any other of the nikuvim, like a lung, where we said that even if there is no dam, it's still a trefa? The answer is hatam leka midin lemisrach. There's nothing in the lung, we just see a puncture. There's nothing for the blood to stick to. Ha ha kevin diika machad. Here there's a needle. Iita korm shchita have misrach have sarich. If it had happened before shchita, there'd be blood on it. Okay, Amalav Safra Labaye. Chazimar haitzuram bonan datim arava. So if Safra came in Pumbadita and told Abaye, there's a student who came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Avira Shemani. He said, my name is Rav Avira. That's who he presented himself as. Ramasel Ubal Lifnei Rebbe Ramachachin said, Be'ovimera Kosot B'tzarachad V'tafa. I could tell you a story that Rebbe once had a case with a stomach brought before him and a needle was only on one side and he cleared it a trefa. Shalach le, Abaye said, have the guy come to me. Rabbi is the Rosh Hashiva, he should come. Lo ato legabe, this Rav Avira didn't come to him. Azalu legabe, Abaye went after him. Hi, because this is very surprising. Shmua, Ave Kaig Aigra, this fellow was on the roof. Amar Nechud Marvinete, come on down. Lo Nachin refused to come down. Saliku legabe, so Abaye went up to him. Amar le, Emali Gufuduv da Hechehavi, tell me exactly what happened. Amar le, Mafter Kesiot Anal de Ilami Rebbe Rabba, I am the guy who shepherds people in and out in front of Rebbe, or above Rebbe, the great Rebbe. V'havi Rav Huna Tziporah, V'Rabbi Yossi Madoah. So Rabbi Rav Huna from Tziporah, and Rabbi Yossi had come from Media, Yoshvin Lefanav, they were studying in front of him. V'ad Lifnei Rebbe Machad, Shem Zed Ba'ovi Ben HaKosot, Mitzad Achad. And this exact case happened, with the needle on one side. V'avcha Rebbe Matzal La'Koratam, he turned it over, and found blood on it. V'tarfa. And he declared a trefa. If there weren't a wound before Shechita, then how would the blood be there? And that's what his proof was. Which, of course, is nothing new to us. So Amar Le Abaye said, Tarach Tariyeh Vahu Gavra, you've made me go through such trouble to catch up with you. That's the Mishnah. It says to Beit HaKosot, Shenik V'Lachutz. If the Hemseis or the Beit HaKosot have a puncture to the outside, they're Trefa. That's exactly what happened here. You're not telling me anything new. Okay, now Flamin Agag. This is now trefa number 16, and we're going to spend the rest of this podcast on this one, which is that if an animal falls from a roof, we have to be concerned that its organs have been disrupted inside, and it's a trefa, at least it's bedika. But if you left an animal on the roof and came and then found it on the ground, then you don't have to be worried. In other words, the idea is that either the animal got down some safe way or planned its jump, and we'll see why that's an issue. Hahu gadya the havila ravina. Ravina had a goat. The chazachushla bipume. He looked through the window and he saw some barley. Dagar nafal meigralara. He jumped off the roof to go to get it. After they came to Ravashi, with a question. Vle hadam ravuna. So they asked. Ravuna's rule, he niach be malamal v'amatzalamata, that we just saw in choshem mishum misukevarim. Why is that? Mishum di lamidu lemisrach. Is that because he had something to climb on? V'hai late lamidu lemisrach. This one didn't have anything to climb on, so we should be choshesh. Odom mishum de'am danafsho. Or perhaps it's because, in that case, the animal deliberately went down and planned its descent. V'hai nami am danafsho. This one also planned its descent. It didn't fall, it jumped. And therefore knew what it was doing. The reason is that Rav Huna's halacha is because it planned its descent. This goat also did. There's no concern of Risuk Yevari. Hahi Imrata, there was a lamb, the Havi Beirav Chaviva, that was Shadron Kare Batraita, it was dragging its legs in back of it. Rav Yemar, Hai Shigrona Nakte. Rav Yemar said, you know what, it's got a cramp. Matka Ravina, Vitil Machuta Shidrev Sik. Ravina said, no, maybe it's got a spinal injury and it's sort of paralyzed. But Kuash Gachok Ravina, they checked and they found he was right. But the halacha is like Rav Yemar that you wouldn't have to check such a thing. Once you checked it, it's too late. Because a cramp is common, for the spinal cord injury is not very common, therefore you go with the common. If you have rams that do fight each other and they gore each other, you don't have to be worried. Again, it's planned out. Even though they're standing there kind of sweating, that's just excitement. If one of them fell on the ground, then you have to be choshish and you have to check. Amrav Menashe, Hani Dichri Degan Viganavi, rams that are stolen, Ein Chosh Mishum Yisuk Avram. You don't have to be worried that when they lift them over the fence, that when they come down, that they hurt themselves. My Tama Kishadilu, because when they throw them, Amat Naihu Shadilu, they throw them on their hips, Kiechad Lirhati Kamalu, because they want them to run. Now, Hadrina, what if they return them? Vada Cheshin, and then we're concerned that they just throw them over the fence, throw them back over the fence. That's only if they figure they're going to get caught. Aba Machmat Tshuva, let's say these Ganavim did Tshuva. So Tshuva Malaita Hudavdi, they're going to do good Tshuva, and that means that they're going to make sure that the animal is not hurt in the process. Now, Amar Yehuda Marav, Hikal Rosha, let's say you took a stick and you hit an animal on its head, Chalakal Pei Zanavan, it went all the way down its back, Al Gaznavava Chalakal Pei Rosha, the opposite, Kenegar Kola Shidra Kula, right on the spine, and Choshim Yishum Yisuk Avram, you don't have to be worried that it's hurt. Vishalim Chutra, Palge De Gava, but if the staff only goes halfway down the back, then Chashirim, because there's a knot at the bottom. Vi'i Itba Kitri, and or if there are knots in the stick, then chashinan, even if it goes all the way to the back. V'machye apaske, if you didn't hit it widthwise, then chashinan, you have to be worried also. Nachman beit harechem in mishum sukei varim. Interesting halacha. He says that being in the womb and coming out of the canal does not make for risukei varim. You don't have to be choshish that the animal has that, which means any animal born is not born as a chashash trefa. I'll prove it to you that you're right from a braita, which says, Tinok ben yom echad, matame beziva. This is a sugya nida, the fourth parak, that even a baby who's one day old can be matame beziva, if he has, if he sees ziva. He doesn't have to be of maturity. You gotta remember that for a man to be tame bezov, it has to be not there because of onus, as opposed to a woman. Shiva drachim, bodkim tazav. If you think that there's Risuke Varim here, there might be onus involved. So the answer is no, that doesn't prove it. Rav Nachman says to Rava, you know, I'm saying my position, but that doesn't prove it, because this might have been talking about a child born cesarean. If a calf is born on Yom Tov, you can shecht him right away, which means you don't have to check him. So, and that again could be a C-section. Toshma, but this won't work. They agree that if a Bechor is born with a Mum, if a Bechor is born on Yom Tov and then develops a Mum afterwards on Yom Tov, then it's not Mina Mucha. But if it was born on Yom Tov with a Mum, then Shazam Mina Muchan. You can't here present the same suggestion that is born as a C-section, because that's not a Bechor. Rabbi Shimon disagrees about the status of a Yotzei Dofen for other things, but the Gabe Kodshim, he accepts the limitation that it is not Kodesh, and certainly it doesn't have Kedushat Bechor. So how are we going to answer it? The answer is Achma Yaskin and Chifris al Gabi Karka, that we're talking about a case where the animal, as soon as it was born, put out its legs and got ready to walk, and so we see it was not a trefa. V'yamar of Nachman, so we didn't really bring a good proof to support of Nachman, but he had another halacha, Beit HaMit Pachayim, which is when they hoist the animal and then drop it down for Shechita in the Beit HaMit Pachayim, and when we should be Sukei Varim, there's no concern there, which of course would be ironic if there were. And a case, Ahutar Denafal, it happened that an ox fell, this was in the Beit HaMit Pachayim, Yishtama Kol Negichutein, we heard the animal moaning Al Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Shakal Mishufrei Shufrei. And this we had before. Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta went and bought the best meat from this animal to prove that it's not a treifa. Amir Rabbanu Manalacha. So where do you? So what's your source? Amar Leachem Marav. It's a point of note. No, it's Ad Shemagia La'aretz, that when such an animal puts out its claws and gets it into the ground when it hits the ground, which means when it knows it's going to hit, it prepares itself and buffers its fall. Now what happens when we have a nefula, but it stands up? You don't have to wait 24 hours to see if it's going to live. But you do have to check the organs. But if it walked, you don't have to check it at all. You have to check in both cases. We're going to take it further. If it stuck its hand out to stand up, even though it didn't stand, you still don't have to wait 24 hours. Same thing. If it stuck out its leg to walk, if it doesn't walk, same thing. I took it even further. If it kind of moved to stand up, even though it didn't stand up, that's good enough already. Okay, Amar Meimar Mishmei Durav Dimi Mina Hardea Nefula Shamru. When we say something fell, Tzicha B'dika K'neged Bnei Me'ayim. You only have to check the abdomen to see how what happened. Razut Rav Ha'achi Amrita Amrina Mishmei Durav Papa. We say that Rav Papa said Tzicha B'dika K'neged Beit HaChalal Kulo. You have to check the entire body cavity. Amar Leihuna Marbar Rav Ha'achem Rav Ashi Simoni Mai. What about the esophagus and the trachea, which of course are on that downside, now they're strong and they don't get hurt by falling. The rest of what we're going to deal with is if a bird falls in such a way, and we're concerned about whether or not it had a risuki of arms. If it falls on the water, the minute that it swam its own length, dayo. That's enough. That's only if it swam upstream. Malamata swims downstream, doesn't prove anything. The water's sending it, it could be dead. But if the water is stagnant, meaning like a lake, then it's okay. If you shot at Sivivikadme, let's say it's going downstream, and you threw some wood in, and the bird was going ahead of the wood, then Hakadme, that proves the bird is alive and swimming okay and healthy, even though it's downstream. A glima matiach, let's say that there's a trap and it's strong, taut, then chayshinan. Delo matiach, if it's not taut, then lo chayshinan. Ofum ofeif lo chayshinan. But izla makarvi kitri, let's say you have the knots are very close to each other in the trap, then chayshinan. We're concerned about hitting a knot. Lo makarvi kitri, if they're not close to each other, then lo chayshinan. We're not concerned. Kitna da avid betune, if you have the flax that's laying out there, chayshinan. Hagizan, hagizan, if you hit it on the sides, then lo chayshinan. That's soft. Isuryata, if there's bundles, chashinan. Kitna de daik v'nafitz, if you have flax that's been combed out nicely, lo chashinan. Daik v'lonafitz, if it hasn't been combed out nicely, chashinan, there's still junk in there that might hurt it. David Bizri, Kevin de Ika be kitri chashinan, if there's knots in there, we're choshesh. Dekata chashinan, if it's ground, then we are choshesh. Dakdakata, if it's really finely ground, lo chashinan. Navra chashinan, if you have the moss that grows from around a tree and they dry it out, it becomes hard and brittle. If it fell on that, chashinan. But timtacha, if it's cut up into pieces, then lo chashinan. Kitma nihila, if you have ash, then we're choshesh. Lo nihila, but if it's not grouped together, then lo chashinan, it's still soft. Chol hadak, very fine sand, falls on fine sand, lo chashinan. Cholagas falls on coarse sand, we're choshesh. Avak drachim, if it falls on dust of the road, chashinan. Tivna va'avid bezaga, if you have hay that's been bundled up, chashinan. But lo avid bezaga, if it has been bundled up, lo chashinan, it's like falling in a hayloft, very soft. Chiti v'chol d'minayu, if you have wheat or anything like it, like a subset of wheat, chashinan, if it falls on that, it's harsh. Sari v'chol d'minayu, or barley, including two pearled barley, etc. Anything like it, chashinan, but kol mine kitniot, legumes are soft, ein ba mishum misuki evarim, levad min rubi, except for leeks, a certain kind of leek. Chimsi, which is chickpeas, hummus, ein ba mishum misuki evarim, but chefsi, which is another kind, which is sharp, yesh ba mishum misuki evarim, klala de milta, what's the rule? Kol midin mishrik, anything that's smooth, ein ba mishum misuki evarim, lo mishrik, if it's not smooth, then yesh ba mishum misuki evarim, we're concerned that it got hurt on it. What about Davuk? What if the bird came and landed on a trap that had glue? Ravashi Shari Omeimar Chaser. Let's see. Bechad Gapa, our first take is that if it was one wing that was stuck, Kuliyama lo pliga to Shari. What agrees it's mutter? Ki pliga betray Gapi. They disagree for both wings. Manda, so Omeimar says, Hachin Echin Ekum, how's it going to get up? Manda Shari, what were Rav Huna say? Ravashi say, Efshar Deneko, my equate Gapi can use the back of its wings to get up. Some people think that everybody agreed it's usur when it's got both wings stuck. They disagree only when there's one wing stuck. Because Rav Ash says it could still fly with one wing. Since it can't use one wing, the other one wing won't work. The halacha is that if it's caught with both wings, then it's asur. With one wing, then it's mutar. And with that, we will pause here and continue with our analysis of the trefot in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.